Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host today, Belinda Ellsworth, and I've got a great guest in store for you now that I know you're going to love. I have Lisa Woodruff with me. Lisa is the founder of Organize 365, the creator of the 100-Day Home Organization Program, the Sunday Basket Workshop, and Sunday Basket Workshop Paper Organization Certification Program. As the Amazon best-selling author of The Mindset of Organization, Take Back Your House One Phase at a Time, and How ADHD Affects Home Organization, Lisa shares her belief that organization is not a skill you are born with. It is a skill that is developed over time and changes with each season of life. Lisa has helped thousands of women reclaim their homes and finally get organized with her focus on functional organizing, encouragement, and humor through her weekly podcast, Organize 365. It is my pleasure to welcome Lisa to our show today.
Thanks so much, Belinda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so this is exciting because I know organization is probably one of people's greatest challenges overall in probably every area of their life, but certainly their home. So I'm excited about today's show. So why don't we just jump right in? And why don't you start out by filling in some of the gaps from your bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey and how you got where you are today?
Sure. Well, I remember hearing you, Belinda, years and years and years ago when I was heavy into direct sales, and that's how I started. I have a teaching degree from Miami University, but I wanted to stay home with my kids, so I went into direct sales, and I did that for a while. And then I found myself turning 40. My direct sales company had gone out of business a couple of times, and I just felt like I was floundering. You know, I was doing some teaching, some tutoring, some house cleaning, just a whole bunch of different things. And I decided that I needed to pick a career. It was time in my 40s to pick my own business that I was 100% in charge of. And all I knew was that I wanted to talk about organizing. When I looked back over the last 40 years of my life, the thing that either got me the job, kept the job, or I was successful at the job was because I was organized, and especially in direct sales. Like, I saw that hands down. The women who were organized enough to organize their own businesses and teach their team members organization, those were the leaders who succeeded. It didn't matter how good you were at recruiting or sales. If you couldn't organize yourself and organize your team, your level of experience that you had or your level of success was definitely capped by the level of organization that you had. So in 2012, I started Organize 365. I wasn't sure how that would manifest, but I just knew that organizing was the thing I could talk about for the rest of my life.
Wonderful. So then tell us how the business has shaped your lifestyle today. Tell us a little bit about, kind of bring us up to speed on where you are today and how that business has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, I think for a lot of women, it's your lifestyle that shapes your business, because you can have aspirations or like dreams of some kind. But if you're a wife, if you have kids, if you have a house, if you live in a certain area of the country, like, physical limitations are sometimes on our business and we need to work around those. So I stayed home with my kids and helped them in the different schools they were in. They were in multiple different schools and had learning disabilities. Now I'm homeschooling one of my kids. So I found that my business would ebb and flow around the needs of my family, but one of our needs was definitely more income. So I started Organize 365 as a blog, which quickly turned into an in-home professional organization company for a couple of years. About 4 or 5 years, I organized people's homes. And when I did that, I realized that I could take my teaching skill and I could teach the skill of organization. Before that, I thought you either had it or you didn't. Like, I didn't realize you could actually teach it. And as I helped hundreds of women in Cincinnati get their homes organized, I started to see the things that were common denominators. And then I created an online course. And in the last year, we've turned that into physical products that we now sell as well.
That's wonderful. That's very exciting. And it's exciting to see how that has expanded, but how it started as one thing and how it's morphed into another. And I think that's so often is the case with people's businesses, and people yet sort of paralyze themselves in just getting started because they think they have to have every single aspect of it figured out, or they compare themselves to other people and they don't realize the journey that people have taken in order to get there.
Yeah, I agree. And they're saying now, you know, we used to have 5-year and 10-year business plans, and even the business community is starting to realize that that is no longer something that we even strive for. Like, you could set a 3, maybe a 5-year plan, but really, as fast as technology and the internet is changing, you can really only plan about 6 months out at this point.
Wow. So what do you think 2 of your greatest skill sets are that have helped you in being successful in owning your own business?
Well, I think another one that I learned from my direct sales days is the ability to delegate to someone else's strengths. Like, to be able to find out what other people, both my team members and customers and family, like, what are their strengths, and then delegating to their strengths to, give me more time to work on my own strengths. And then the other one would be the ability to use my teaching degree with adults who want to learn a skill that they previously thought was unlearnable. Like, if I thought it was unteachable, there are a lot of women out there that thought, well, I didn't learn how to be organized as a kid, so I'm never going to learn. But organization is totally a learnable skill. So it's really fun to use those same classroom techniques that I would have with kids, with giving them that aha moment in learning a skill with women in organizing their house and their schedules.
Great. Well, without giving away your whole online course, which I'm sure I know how that is because I teach online courses as well, but can you give us, because I think this is intriguing for probably most people listening to this that really do believe that some people just, that's the way that they're born, or that's just one of their skill sets that they carry with them. So what are some of the key things that you do in helping people to learn the skill of organization?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, my podcast has been going on for 4 years, so you can get a lot of free information there and learn how to learn the skill of organization. But a lot of times when people say they want to be organized, what they mean is they want to be more productive. And they often try to go at organization through productivity tips, like they'll read about productivity or they'll try to get more done in one day. And what I found is that it's actually a 3-step process to getting organized. And you need to start first with decluttering, which is just getting rid of the stuff that you don't need, trash, things that are donatable, or maybe you just have too much on your plate and you have to get more realistic at the amount you can get done. So decluttering things that aren't necessarily going to get done at this time. And then the second step is to organize, which decluttering and organizing are different. Organizing is after you've decided what you no longer want. With what's left, how do you organize what's left? Like batching like tasks together, or only having one spot in your house where you keep extra office supplies instead of in every room so that you know where to put it back or where to see the totality of how much you have. So that would be organizing. And then after you've decluttered and you've organized all your stuff, then you're able to increase productivity. So I see that as being the biggest thing that people don't realize is there are 3 distinct skills there that need to be learned and that they build on each other.
I would completely agree. And yet I think that decluttering, believe it or not, is so challenging for people. And so do you have any advice around that act of just, yes, I don't really need this, or I need to get rid of this, or this has been sitting here for 10 years and I haven't touched it. And so I probably really am not going to use it. So is there any process that you like to use or that you think is helpful for people in the decluttering area? Because I find that to be people's greatest challenges, and even including myself. And I don't think I'm not a person that hangs on to a lot of stuff. I have some sentimental value, but not like other people, like, oh, this came from so-and-so, so I must hang on to it. And I've read lots of books on sort of decluttering as well. And so I know, though, when I talk to people, they're like, oh, it's just too hard. I can't even get started. It's just too overwhelming. So do you have any advice, since that is step one?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you 2 examples. Number one is when you're going to go into any space to start decluttering, I have people search for 4 things first before they actually start looking at other things they might declutter. So they walk into the room, whatever it is, and the first thing we look for is trash. And you literally say it out loud. So you go trash, trash, trash. And you look around your house, like, let's say you're in your family room, trash, trash, trash. And as you're saying that to yourself and looking around the room, all of a sudden you'll see trash that was there that you didn't even realize was was there. Like, I have teenage kids. So, you know, a paper plate or homework that's already been done or whatever, a dog toy that's broken. So there's actual trash. Then the second time, after you've done that, you look around and you say, food and dishes, food and dishes, food and dishes. Because I don't know about you, but we don't keep all of our food and dishes in our kitchen. So it might be a drinking glass or a bag of chips or whatever needs to go back into the kitchen. The third one is laundry. So laundry, laundry, that's shoes, socks, coats. All kinds of laundry gets left all over our house. So you're getting yourself trained in this way to scan for trash, scan for food, scan for laundry. And then you look around the room and say, okay, anything that's broken or I don't really necessarily want or need. And you scan the room for that and take those things out. When you're first starting to declutter, that's all you do is you get that far. It's really helpful to go through a specific program. Like I have the 100-day home organization program where I divide your home into 100 individual little sections. So your silverware drawer is a day, your underwear drawer is a day. Like every little tiny section has its own day. That way you can do the tasks really, really quickly. But we do that same system like with the silverware drawer. So we look like, okay, is there any trash in here? Is there any extra food? Let's take out all the silverware, wipe it down and clean it. Okay, now once the silverware is on the kitchen counter, what do we not need in here anymore? And what do we need more of? Like sometimes you actually need more of things in order to be organized. And then we put it all back in an organized way. So that's number one, how I would go through a space. But the other thing I will say is once you get a space organized, often we think, great, that's organized, check off the list. I'll never have to organize that space again. And that's not true. We tend to have to reorganize spaces. And for sure, the first year that you're getting organized, I say that you need to organize each space 3 times because we have different seasons. So winter, summer, and fall, you're going to look at your wardrobe differently. You're going to look at your kitchen differently. You're going to look at your garage differently. Like all of these spaces in our house take on different functions at different times of the year. So what seems like it shouldn't be decluttered in summer, by winter, you may think, well, we never have fertilized our own yard. So why do we have a fertilizer spreader when we have a fertilizing company? Like maybe we could get rid of that. But in the summer where you're seeing everybody else fertilize their yard, you go, oh yeah, I might do that this year. And by the winter you go, yep, I didn't do it again.
Right. For sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for those tips, because I know we just can't take advantage of having an organizer on our show. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that is super meaningful for you?
Well, again, I'm just going to keep going back to direct sales because that's how I met you. Like in direct sales, one of the things I loved was growing a team and watching people build their own businesses under me. So currently, one of the things that I'm most excited about is the Organized 365 team members. So I actually am an employer now and I have employees, and I just love providing meaningful work for people that love what they do. Like to be an employer is super exciting for me.
Perfect. So the polar opposite of that, then, what's a challenge or obstacle that you faced, and then how have you worked through that?
So I would say becoming the manufacturer of my own physical products, it was kind of like a natural progression from, you know, just teaching podcasts and then having courses. Then I found that in the paper organization realm, specifically for home organization, there really aren't any new products. So I created a daily kitchen counter filing product called the Sunday Basket, and then binders that actually replace your filing cabinet. So we don't even have filing cabinets anymore. If you follow my system, we take all that and we put it into 4 binders. But I had to create those binders because the binders have workbooks in them and specific slash pockets, and like it's a whole system. Mm-hmm. And in order to teach that, to teach this simple Sunday Basket thing I've been doing for 17 years on my own, I had to manufacture my own slash pockets, which are like those binder inserts that are kind of clear and they have tabs on them, but they're colored.
Yeah.
And I wanted all mine to be the same color. Like instead of like rainbow colored, they would all be pink and all be purple and all be blue, and you can't buy them anywhere. So I had to manufacture them. And that was probably the biggest challenge and obstacle I've had in the last 18 months is creating the box and the slash pockets and the binders. But it's super fun. Like it's really fun to actually have your own physical products with patents and trademarks on them.
It is, but I would agree that that is a very challenging proposition.
I don't suggest jumping into that early.
No, you got to do a bit of research. That's what I would say is my advice, is research, 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 because when you just jump in and then you have to learn on your mistakes, which it still isn't bad. I mean, like, that's a good way of learning. It's like, wow, I learned from going through that process that here's a better way to do that. But if you did your proper due diligence in research, you could probably avoid a ton of those obstacles.
And it's really super expensive. I mean, you have to get warehouse space, and patents cost, you know, like $6,000 just to file the provisional patent and trademarks. And you have the physical product that you have your money tied up in before you sell it. It's a very, very expensive thing to do. But at the same time, like, once you are so into your niche, whatever it is, you begin to see what's missing in the marketplace. And it almost becomes a point where you can't not make that product because you know what's so needed. And right. So you just dive in.
Absolutely. Great. So what's working from your happy place mean to you, Lisa?
You know, I finally am no longer apologizing for how I'm uniquely wired. And I'm just embracing the uniqueness inside of me and everyone else around me. Like, we're all uniquely created to do something. So let's just start looking at what that uniqueness is versus all trying to be the same or trying to match up to what someone else is doing. I would say that is really making me happy now.
Oh, that's it's a very interesting answer, but it's a very good one.
Thanks.
I always love it. Like, many times people sort of give some of the same answers. And the two biggest ones that we sort of keep track of, and that we're going to sort of do some different things with, are what are your two greatest skill sets. So we like to try to keep track of, like, what are the different ones and what are the most common top 10. And it's the same thing with working from your happy place. And so I love that. Absolutely. So that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to sort of go out on their own? They think they've got a great idea. They want to be an entrepreneur. They think, oh, you know what? I've got something that I'm really good at, and I think I could make a business out of it.
I say go for it. I mean, we're in the most pro-entrepreneurial time of, like, all time. Like, it's amazing how popular it is to be an entrepreneur right now. I'm from a family of multi-generations of entrepreneurs. I would have been an entrepreneur no matter what. But right now we're in a very pro-entrepreneurial time. What I would say, though, is definitely go for it. But you need to realize it's probably going to take 5 years for it to be really successful. Like, that rule that businesses take 5 years to take off, that doesn't go away just because you're going to be a solopreneur or an entrepreneur. You're a business owner. And so business principles are going to apply to you just like they apply to everyone else. And be careful. We can get so much more information now than we could even 5 years ago through podcasts, through books. And you hear all of these success stories. But often we hear of these success stories and then we demand that success of ourselves within 6 months of launching. And it just doesn't happen that way. It takes a long time to build a community, a long time to build a product, a long time for you to have the amount of hours of expertise in order to pour into something new and have that hit right in the marketplace. And there's timing. So go for it, but give yourself grace and a little dose of reality.
That's a good advice for sure. So how can our listeners find you and then to share with us maybe some new and exciting things that you're working on? And then again, close with how our listeners can locate you.
Okay. So I have taken, you know, the 7 years of growing Organized 365, like I just told you, and growing your business and piecemealing it together here and there. And finally, this summer, we launched a new website and we moved into a warehouse, and the team had been with us for about 9 months and we pulled everything together. And we now have a program called All Access, which helps you organize your paper and all of your home all at once. So you could check that out over at organize365.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm also Organize365 everywhere. So you can find me on Instagram or Facebook or my podcast. It's all called Organize365. And I would love to give your listeners a little freebie if I can.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. So if listeners want to try out a free week of the 100-day program and see how it would work, we're offering the laundry room as a free week. So everybody's probably like, oh, laundry. But I'm telling you, you'll love it after this week. So if you just go to organize365.com/try100, T-R-Y 100, then you can follow through the 100-day program and get your laundry room organized and once you have that organized, if you want to follow along, jump into the 100-day program.
That sounds wonderful. Well, gosh, it has been delightful having you on our show today, Lisa. Thank you so much. And it's always fun for me when I get to have guests on the show that I've known for a long time and to watch their success. And I think the other thing, and I have to say this because you brought it up a couple of times, but people ask me all the time, like, I think I might want to have my own business, but I'm not really sure. And I always say, you know what? Having a direct sales business is a great way to try your hand at just learning some of the basic skill sets. And you've already mentioned several of them that you really learned from having a direct sales business. It allows you to jump in without a lot of the risks or without a lot of the like you said, the warehouse space, all the things that kind of sometimes are involved. But as you have your own direct sales business, you really do learn a lot of skill sets that allow you to move forward into any kind of owning, any kind of business that you would like to have. So that's always one little piece of advice that I give for people that are really like, that's a dream of mine, but there's just, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I totally agree. Like, I love my years in direct sales.
Yep, it is definitely. You just learned so many people skills. You learn time management skills. You learn organizational skills. So they certainly are the good things that can help you with any additional business. So once again, thank you so much for being part of our show.
Thanks, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.